on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold. Just a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Priscilla, and this is the show for the realists. Say goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society. And welcome to motherfucking reality, guys. Today we have audio exclusive. We might put it on YouTube, too. I don't know.
Audio YouTube exclusive.
It might be just a regular podcast.
It is probably.
Yeah. But DJ's here.
Hey.
We're going to keep this short and sweet, I think, for a little weekend message. What you got? I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Well, I mean, you know, I was thinking about this, Andy. So there are 8 billion people on this planet.
Yep.
Okay. That means there's 8 billion different gifts, ideas, potential pursuits of success. Why do so many people have a problem being authentic?
I think that being authentic is something that most people are very confused about what it actually means. I think that people believe that being authentic is typically pretending like you don't give a fuck, or maybe adopting somebody else's style or the way they speak, and they say, man, that's some real shit. And they think that, like, if they do that, that will be what portrayed the same way. And it's not. It's not real. And most people have a really hard time getting any traction on social media because authenticity is the currency that's traded on social media. The biggest stars in the world, the people with the best podcasts, the people who are most well-known, they are generally very authentic to who they are in their content. Mm-hmm. And it's not pretending to be something. You know, like when you go to buy something and you deal with a salesperson, and that salesperson is clearly a cheese dick salesperson, and they're like, oh, hey, DJ, I got this for you. You look wonderful in that. Like, if you've ever been to the fucking Buckle in your entire life, it's the worst place ever to buy clothes because you just want some fucking jeans, and you go in there, and these motherfuckers are throwing shit over the top. Oh, you look great in this. And it's like a fucking fishnet tank top. You know, like, I'm like, oh, really? Like, it's just some...
Wait, a fishnet
tank top? I'm just saying. They're just throwing shit over the fucking... Bro, you know how it is as a big man.
Yeah.
Not everything looks good. Mm-hmm. All right?
I look like a whale and a fish.
Yeah. So, like, you go to the... Like, my point in this is that we know when we're being sold. Mm. And just like we know when we're being sold, we know when someone's not authentic. And this is what holds most people back from attracting the attention that they seek for their personal brand or their brand or whatever they're trying to do. And they think that being authentic is pretending to be authentic, and it's not, and people can sense it. And so they have no competitive advantage because the biggest competitive advantage that you're ever going to have is who you are. There's nobody like you. There's nobody that's ever been like you. You are a unique individual with unique gifts, unique thoughts, unique ideas. And when you suppress those things, you're actually suppressing the part of you that would attract all these people, which is the goal that you're trying to accomplish. So, and by the way, a lot of you guys talk about imposter syndrome. Well, one of the biggest reasons that you have imposter syndrome is because you're not being authentic to who you are. So you know that you're being a fraud, and maybe everybody else can't tell. They probably can, but maybe they can't tell. And so you feel guilty for not being who you actually are. And this comes from fear of judgment. This comes from imagining things that hardly ever happen, that we think in our own brains. You know, we tell ourselves stories like, man, if I would just be this person or I would be that person, so-and-so is going to say this and this and this. Fuck what so-and-so says, okay? They didn't say it. You're imagining that they said it. And so what that means is that you are actually your own biggest hater, all right? So how many times do you really get the hate that you think about? It's not very often.
No.
Okay? So we imagine these scenarios, they cause us to not be authentic. When we're not authentic, we suppress our competitive advantage, and then we can never actually do things that resonate with other people. So authenticity is very, very, very important in the world of business now, because business is driven from personal brands at this point in time, unless you're a big company like Coca-Cola, right? Or a big enough company to afford to name a stadium or do mainstream media advertising. That shit still works. It's just nobody can afford it. So when you're a littler company, it's driven from personal brand. And we've seen over the last number of years, personal brand can create some fucking huge companies. Okay, look at Prime. They're doing over $1 billion in sales in 18, 19 months because of the personal brands behind the brand, right? Yeah, yeah. And we could go on and on. You know, you got Mr. Beast, his chocolate company. You got these different personal brands driving all this shit that goes out and becomes successful. And so what this means is that if you don't authentically present yourself, you lose your competitive advantage, which loses your ability to attract a following, which creates a situation where you can't grow anything from it, and it becomes a feedback loop of irrelevancy. So authenticity is a huge thing. It's the biggest tool on social media, and most people don't have it because they misjudge what it actually is. That version of yourself that lives inside of you, that is in your heart, that you are afraid to even speak about because you're afraid to get laughed at or made fun of or joked about or talked about, that's the version of you that is meant to be the real version of you, okay? And you're afraid to bring it out because you fear what a bunch of other fuckers who are never going to do a thing in their entire life might have to say about it. They might have something to say about it. You don't even know because you're not going down the path because you're afraid. And all of the things that you're looking for, the success, the fulfillment, the self-esteem, the confidence, all of these things come from authenticity and the courage that it takes to live an authentic life, all right? And so, you know, it's a requirement at this point in time, the way the world works, and you guys are going to have to figure out how to get over that.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, so what you're saying is, and this might be a very dumbed down example, right? But like, if you like ducks, just own it and don't worry about, well, I don't know if everybody else is going to like ducks. If you like ducks, then you fucking like ducks, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just got to own that part of it, right? Now, when you first started, you had mentioned, you talked about, you know, this copycat mentality that some people have. Well, you know, that guy, he just cusses a lot, so I'm going to be authentic.
I see this a lot, okay? Yeah, yeah. I see this a lot with people who follow whoever their main person is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say they follow Alex Hormozi or they follow Milet.
They grow their hair out, put a tank top on.
Dude, no, I'm being serious.
Real shit.
Okay? Or follow me, right? And these are the people that they look up to. Or they follow, let's say, Jordan Peterson.
Sure.
Okay? And then they come out and they try to make content that's all philosophical and they're, you know, trying to emulate his style and it doesn't fucking work. No. Okay? And no views, no likes. And you're like, these people start telling themselves a story. Well, you know, the algorithms fuck. No, bro. You are not fucking being authentic and your content isn't watchable because everybody else realizes what you're trying to do. Everybody else sees that you're trying to emulate. And with me, you know, you get a lot of people that start yelling and shit and like use curse words and they think that's what makes them authentic. No, bro. I am this way all the time. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I walk through the office and I got a lot of intensity. I fuck around a lot. I do curse a lot. I talk a lot. I'm me. And that's what makes it work. And what makes it work for Alex is Alex is Alex. And what makes it work for Ed is that way. Like if you talk to Ed in real life, he's a deep thinker. He's a smart guy. He's a caring guy. And
there's passion.
That's who he is.
That's him. Yeah.
And so when we think of the biggest personalities on the internet, when you meet these people in person, they're almost exactly the same as they are on the internet. So what does that tell you? That tells you that authenticity is the driver for the content that you want to create. And a lot of people right now, they believe that being authentic is being vulnerable, right? So this plays into what's going on with victim culture. So what happens is they see everybody being vulnerable, and then they make that first vulnerable post. They say, hey, this is what's going on with me. I'm struggling with this. And that's fine because it is authentic. But what happens is they get a shit ton of traffic on those posts because people have empathy and people say, oh man, we're praying for you. We care about you, which by the way, they don't. They just say that shit on the internet. And then the person gets all this extra metric traffic and then they start saying, well, fuck, this works. And then their whole brand starts to become their sad story and they think that's being authentic. That's not being authentic. You're falling into victim culture. And when you fall into victim culture, what happens is you create a box, an identity around yourself that you can't escape from. So you're constantly living in this sad, difficult, hard place because that's who you've made your identity around. And then you actually become this victim that you pretended to be just so you could get the traffic. So, and that's not authentic, okay? Authenticity is not getting on the internet every day and crying about how hard shit is. Now, if you're dealing with something that's, you know, very difficult, it might be for a little bit, you know, but you have to snap yourself out of that. Otherwise, it becomes your identity and it really fucks you up in real life. Mm-hmm. And we see this because how many people now, you know, like legitimately, like their whole fucking message is about mental health all day long.
Every day is a mental health
day. Dude, shut the fuck up, man. Nobody wants to be around those people either. Real talk.
No.
Like you guys don't realize that when you complain, you're likely complaining to someone who has way fucking worse problems than you at some point in time. And dude, if you actually knew what they were going through, you'd be embarrassed about bitching about the made up shit that you're fucking dealing with because you want attention. All right. So we have to realize, and by the way, when you become like this, one of these perpetual people, you will destroy your brand. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, I know people who became like this. They were getting fucking thousands of comments on their posts. Now they get 7. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because people don't
want to hear it, bro. Yeah. They got their own shit. They got their own problems. I'm not saying that you shouldn't talk to someone if you're having a super bad struggle. I'm not saying you shouldn't seek help if you actually need it. But what I am saying is if that's all you ever talk about, you're going to find yourself alone because nobody wants that shit dumped on them all the time. And the minute you walk away, those people are like, fuck. All that guy does is bitch. Mm-hmm. All that girl does is complain. Fuck. And then you end up alone and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're miserable because you've pushed everybody away because you thought it was a good idea because the first time you did it, you got traffic. Okay. So being authentic is not being a victim. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean be vulnerable every single day. It means be you. Okay. And you has enough uniqueness to it that it becomes a competitive advantage when you become really good at being you. And the only way to get really good at being you is to start by being you and then be you more and more and more and more, just like anything else, right? Like if you want to get good at running, you got to suck at the beginning, right? Yeah. If you want to get good at lifting weights, you're going to be weak in the beginning. When you first start being yourself for the first time in your life, it's kind of weird. Right. But the more you do it, the better you get. You start to realize who you are. You start to like who you are because people are giving you external validation because they're liking who the fuck you are because you're being a real motherfucker. So, dude, it's not about cursing. It's not about emulating a style. It's not about pretending to be anything. It's about who the fuck are you inside? Who are you? Why are you so afraid to bring that out? And then having the courage to bring it out regardless of how afraid you are. And then your life is going to change. It's going to open up. Relationships are going to happen. You're going to be happier. You're going to be more fulfilled. You're going to have less anxiety. You're going to have more confidence. And you're going to feel better about yourself and your life. And by the way, people are going to celebrate you more because they're like, fuck, dude, DJ is a real dude, man.
You can't compare him to anybody else.
Dude, that's right. You become a unique personality. There's only one Andy Frisella. Yeah. I think we can all agree. Okay. Yeah,
there's only one Joe Rogan.
That's it.
There's only one fucking Jordan.
There's
Peterson.
Only one Jocko. Yeah, yeah. There's only one Peterson. Okay. There's a reason that all these people are well known. Okay. And it's because there's only one of them. And there's only one of you too. But you're hiding what that is because you're afraid that people might say some shit. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So you're going to give up your entire life. You're going to give up your entire existence because you're afraid of something that may not even happen. That makes no sense, and it will cost you everything.
Sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on bankroll. Can't fold, just a no, headshot, case.